About 28 million 5 to 11-year-olds are now eligible for Pfizer-BioNTech's low-dose COVID-19 vaccine. Kids who get the first of two shots by the end of next week will be fully vaccinated by Christmas. Jeff Zients, coordinator of the White House COVID-19 response team, updates the progress in vaccinating the age group since receiving approval less than 2 weeks ago.
Our program for kids ages 5 through 11 is hitting full strength this week, with 20,000 trusted and convenient locations coming online. This includes pediatricians and family doctor's offices, pharmacies, children's hospitals, community health centers, rural health clinics, and school-based clinics. While our program is just fully up and running this week, by the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot. And through pharmacies alone, 700,000 additional appointments are already on the calendar at local pharmacies.
On top of that, about 700,000 appointments have been made for children to get their first vaccine within the next few days. The Biden administration is encouraging schools to host vaccine clinics on sites to make it even easier for kids to get shots. The White House is also asking schools to share information from trusted messengers, like doctors and public health officials, to combat vaccine misinformation. The rate of child COVID-19 vaccinations have varied widely around the country, as it has for adults. California health officials say more than 110,000 youth in the state ages 5 to 11 have received their first coronavirus shot, 9% of kids in that age group. On the other end of the spectrum, Idaho reported just over 2,000 first shots, 1.3% of eligible children there. To help vaccinate more of the population against COVID-19, Dr. Marcella Nunez-Smith, co-chair of the COVID-19 Advisory Board, announced the Biden administration's plans to promote vaccine equity in underserved communities.
I'm pleased to announce today that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will invest $785 million in American Rescue Plan funding. Those funds will support community-based organizations that are continuing to build vaccine confidence across communities of color, rural areas, and low-income populations. Those funds will support tribal communities leading the way in mitigating the spread of the virus.
Health officials estimate 25 million people in the U.S. have already received a third Pfizer vaccine booster shot. Pfizer is currently seeking approval from the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, to make its third booster shot available to all adults 18 and older. Currently, the booster is available to seniors, people at high risk to COVID with underlying health conditions, or who work in places that put them at greater exposure to the virus. Canada has already authorized the booster shots to vaccinated Canadians 18 and over starting January 2022. The topic of booster shots is a controversy. The World Health Organization has repeatedly urged wealthier countries to hold off on administering booster shots, as poorer countries continue to experience difficulties accessing and distributing the vaccine to their populations. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.